Lawyers for the Green Party and the Republican Party of Philadelphia are asking a federal judge to throw out the results of a special election in a North Philly state house district last month. They allege voter intimidation and election tampering by Democrats. Details from WHYY's Dave Davies.
It was a strange election in which the only candidate on the ballot in the overwhelmingly Democratic district was a Republican. The initial Democratic candidate was knocked off the ballot, and that left the Democrats waging a write-in campaign for their new candidate, Emilio Vasquez. To make it more complicated, Green Party workers were also asking voters to write in their candidate, Sherry Honkola. It was bound to get hinky.
I've been practicing election law in Philadelphia for, I think it's been 12 years.
Linda Kearns is the Republican Party's lawyer in the case.
What happened that day, I believe, was the worst cases in Philadelphia history. And I think that's saying a lot.
The Democrat Vasquez won by a big margin, but the suit cites about 20 instances in which Democratic street workers and sometimes local election officials allegedly intimidated voters, campaigned within polling places, or committed other election code violations. The complaint doesn't cite names of the offending parties, but Kearns says more detail will emerge in court.
And you're going to hear at our hearing how some voters didn't want to necessarily vote for Emilio or didn't want to necessarily write someone in, and were told things by election board workers, well, that's not going to happen on my machine. On my machine, you're going to vote for Emilio Vasquez.
Election officials won't comment. City Democratic Party Chairman and Congressman Bob Brady says Democrats saw things that looked funny to them on election day, too.
Or committee people and workers have affidavits and documentation that some of the opposition went behind the machines also and were helping voters or whatever, but we didn't have to file anything. We're not sure winners, you know. I mean, it's like 2,000 to 200. I mean, come on.
Vasquez has been sworn in, but the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office and the Election Fraud Task Force of the Philly DA's office are also investigating. I'm Dave Davies, WHYY News.